Today on Real Life Radio.
No wonder why the world's terrified. It doesn't believe in Jesus. No wonder why they're freaking out. Because they're terrified. They're mortified. Because they don't know that they could be in his hands too.
This is Real Life. Welcome to Real Life Radio with Pastor Jack Hibbs. I'm David J. thanking you for joining us today as we listen, learn, and are challenged by God's Word, the Bible.
Hey, Pastor Jack Hibbs here, and I want to wish you a Merry Christmas, and I also want to challenge you. Join me, will you, to share the love of God with everybody we meet at this time of the year. Now listen, the whole world is decorated in colors and in lights, and people are saying Merry Christmas. Let's take advantage of the reality. Let's take advantage of the truth. It's the recognition of the birth that God has sent His Son into the world. So we should tell people, hey friends, hey family, this is about Jesus, the Lord's Savior, mankind's redemption. Remind them that the baby that was born in Bethlehem is the man who died on the cross for our sins. So please, Merry Christmas to you, but let's not keep it to ourselves. Let's tell the world.
From Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Life, we want to wish you and your family a Christmas season filled with the peace, love, and joy of Jesus Christ. God bless you and yours today and in this new year to come. Merry Christmas. On today's very special edition of Real Life Radio, Pastor Jack now brings to us his Christmas series with the message simply titled Wonder, a celebration of Jesus, the Son of God, and the Christmas Messiah. You see, the wonder of Christmas is Jesus, God's gift to all mankind who was seen by the angels and who preached among the people the wonder of His salvation, love, and sacrifice. So today, Pastor Jack teaches us that there is one word that sums up heaven. That word is inheritance. Heaven is what God wants you to inherit for Christmas. Jesus came to this earth to die, guaranteeing His will for our salvation, and He rose again as our mediator, guaranteeing eternal life in heaven with Him. Now with His special Christmas message called Wonder, here's pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs.
So obviously this is the season of gift giving, and so if you go buy yourself a gift and you wrap it and you put your name on it, and then you wake up Christmas morning and you open it up and you go, oh, look at this. And it's amazing. It fits perfect. Okay? You probably need a doctor. Now, I have to tell you, Lisa and I have been married over 40 years, and there's a good part of our Christmas where, what did I get you for Christmas? You got me this. Because she bought it. And she just, and now there's a part where we surprise each other, but that comes with decades of relationships, my friend. But my point is this, hear me out. If I go out and I take money that is mine and I select a gift for you, and I wrap it, and I put your name on it, and I hand it to you, and you open it up, and it's exactly what you wanted, because I prayed about it, and you love it, it dawned on me. How much can you actually own that gift? Psychologically. Now, granted, between us, you own it outright. It was given to you. 100% yours. Are you with me? But inside your mind and your heart and what you know about it, how much of that gift do you possess, honestly? And I had that violently, beautifully, I say violently in a good way, meaning that it's very vivid to me. So just this last week, somebody, a friend of ours, surprised me and planted a tree at my house. Now, it's a little tree, but he's going to grow up someday to be a big tree. But it's going to be spectacular. Right now, it's naked. It's got no leaves, but it's going to be spectacular in the spring. And he knows that I love that. And so there it is. And I cannot look past my living room window without seeing it. So since it's been planted, it's only been a few days. I'm so excited about it. It's like, man, I thank God the winter just came, but come on, spring. I want to see that thing. I want to see that thing starting to put out leaves. I want to see that thing. And it dawned on me. He gave that gift out of the sweetness of his heart. But every time I see it, I will think of him. And I text him and I said, you have no idea the meaning and the depth and the magnitude of what you gave. And I promise you this, I've already and I shall forever pray for you when I see the tree you gave me. Now watch this. It's my tree on my property. I didn't buy it. Someone else did. Someone else had it planted for me. I just saw it. But I get to enjoy it. It's mine, and that's legal. But there's a covenant beyond legalities. And that covenant is, every time I see that, that's the tree he gave me. Meaning, that's his tree. It's his tree that he's given to me. And I love him for it. Are you with me? I'm reminded of him about it, regarding it. But it dawns on me that the gift given to you, you can enjoy all the benefits of it, but it's actually absolutely yours, but it's really the property of the gift giver who determined to give it to you. And God so loved you that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever would believe in him would not perish but have everlasting life. No wonder it's going to take us eternity to thank and worship God in heaven. We own salvation, but it was given to us freely. So I possess it, it's mine. But I'll forever be thankful to the one who bestowed it. Does that make any sense at all? It has very much warmed my heart. And the reminder is this tree. But God has been floating clouds over your head for a week. He brought the sunshine out today. The hills are being painted green. Soon the flowers will come. And for the believer, you and I will either go up to meet Jesus or will someday pass from this world. And it's all a gift. No wonder why the world's terrified. It doesn't believe in Jesus. No wonder why they're freaking out. Because they're terrified. They're mortified. Because they don't know that they could be in his hands too, if they would just let him in. He wants to own you. I'll never be owned by anybody. I'm my own person. That's the problem. Let him own you. Submit to him. Submit? Oh, no. Oh, I can't stand that word. Well, context. It depends who. He's amazing. And then listen, the eighth argument is inheritance. The wonder of his inheritance. When we surrender to him, we discover there's an inheritance. You say, what? An inheritance. You know, an inheritance. It means somebody died and you get something. That's the only way to get it. Someone's got to kick the bucket. In this case, the Bible tells us that it's Jesus who died so that we might receive an inheritance. By the way, look, if you don't have a will, you need to get a will, especially in California. You should read the laws in California. I'm sick enough where I read that stuff and then find out I better get a will like now. Because if you don't have a will, everything that you have, which you don't think is much, but you live in America, so you've got something, believe me, even if it's teacups. Oh, I got teacups. Do you have two kids? Yeah. So how many teacups do you have? 10. Okay, there's going to be a war over the teacups. Get a will. Write it out. Okay, because here's the deal. A will is, here's how a will works in my life right now. It only benefits me because I know I've got one. The kids don't care. Okay? But when I don't care about that will, it means I'm dead. Then they care. Do you hear me? Yes. Why? Because it's a directive. I, while I'm living, get to say what happens when I'm gone. That's pretty cool. Have you ever heard of the Old and New Testaments? Have you ever heard of a last will and? It doesn't work until somebody dies. Then you inherit. Jesus had to die on the cross so that you could inherit heaven. Everything the Bible promised was honestly beautiful but worthless until he died. The will doesn't go into effect until somebody dies. God writes you the Bible. It's worthless until somebody dies. That somebody is Christ. Here's the cool part. He was only dead for the weekend. He rose again from the dead, and the Bible says, having him being risen from the dead, he's the one that guarantees the will. He makes sure. He not only died to empower the will, then he rose again from the dead. He's our attorney who applies the will. He makes sure. He takes care of it. Nobody's going to rip us off of eternal life. Oh man, there was a loophole somewhere. Not with him. Inheritance. What are you going to inherit?
You're listening to Real Life with Pastor Jack Hibbs. You know, to hear more episodes and maybe catch up in the series, just go to jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. And for now, let's get back to our teaching. Once again, here's Pastor Jack.
You know what? She just gave a Christmas message the other day. What's her? The longest reigning monarch in all of human history. The longest reigning monarch in 6,000 years. The Queen of England, she just gave her Christmas message. And did you know, she didn't say it in this message, but she said it before years ago. The Bible says that God, that when he has appointed salvation, it says there in Scripture that God didn't call the smart and he didn't call the powerful and he didn't call what the word is blue bloods, royalty. It says not many. And she says, I was saved by an M. And the reporter said, would you? You were saved by an M? And she goes, yeah, the Bible says not many blue bloods are saved. She said, I was saved by an M because, thank God, it doesn't say not any blue bloods are saved, not many. And she trusts the Lord Jesus Christ. And I thought that was beautiful. I thought that was powerful. You can be the Queen of England and have the realms and the crown and the crown jewels and miss heaven altogether. What inheritance is that? Oh man, you know what? When my grandpa dies, I'm going to be loaded. Really? So what? By the way, that could be a dangerous thing for you. I got news for you. Jesus died on the cross. You want to settle well? Turn to him. Turn to him because he grants eternal life. And then very quickly, because I need to wrap this up, is the fact that I find it extremely beautiful that when Jesus, right before, remember, the angel appears and speaks to Joseph and says, now take your wife and take Jesus and flee to Egypt. Remember that? After his birth? God is so good regarding inheritance because he provides exactly what we need. So what did the kings, I'm going to put it that way, what did the kings bring him? Come on, you've been singing it for a week. Gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Okay. So what's amazing about that is, by the way, we don't know how much gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and we don't know how many kings. You say, I know, my nativity scene in my yard's got three kings. Bible doesn't say how many kings. It could have been 100 kings, but we know that they all brought, whoever they are, they brought the same three gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which is awesome. Number one, gold, frankincense, and myrrh speak of royalty. It speaks of priestly, and it speaks of sacrifice or death. What also it is, in all of the known world at that time, it was the only currency that you could take from country to country. You couldn't take shekels to Israel and go to Egypt. What did God do for Joseph and Mary? He funded the trip. He funded their stay in Egypt, and he funded their ability to come back. We don't know how much, but God provided that. I think that is a precious thing. And then we end with this church together, is that we end with the wonder of his life. The Bible says, no greater love does a man have than a man lays down his life for his friends. And Jesus says, I call you friends. It's one thing to say that you're a friend of God. That's, you know, who cares? But when God says, I call you friends, that means something. Right? You can imagine that you're a friend of God. But if God says, hey, see that guy over there? That's my friend. That's pretty cool. Jesus laid down his life. The Bible says that though he were rich, yet for our sakes he became poor, that we through him might receive the riches of God. His life. The Bible says that it does not yet appear what we will be like, that is regarding his coming for us. People are going to ask, you know, am I going to have blonde hair? Am I going to be taller? You have all these questions. We don't know. We don't know, but the Bible says, it does not yet appear what we shall be like, but we know this, that when he appears, we shall be like him. And that's all you need to be focused on. But think of the beauty of that, that the life that he has right now, it's, as I mentioned earlier, there is a man this morning in heaven, seated at the right hand of God the Father. His name is Jesus, and he is forever wearing the human body that was given to him in Mary's womb. Now, in all honesty, when he comes in the second coming, at least 7 years from today, the Bible tells us that Israel will see him in the atmosphere. And they will begin to weep for him as one weeps for an only son. And as he arrives, the Bible says in Jerusalem, out of heaven, technically the Bible says he'll be coming from the east, heading toward Jerusalem. They will say to him, where did you get these wounds on your body, on your hands and on your body, on your feet, on your body? Where did you get these? And the Messiah says to Israel, I received them in the house of my friends. Wow. The Bible says that by his beatings and by the stripes that were laid upon him 2,000 years ago, we were healed. Someone has said that there's everything about heaven is heavenly. There's only one thing that's man-made in heaven, and that's the scars that are upon Jesus' body. He literally will come back, and his body bears the scars. Your body will not bear any scars. If you were born blind, you will see. If you were born with no legs, like our friend Nick, no legs and no arms. Nick will have legs and arms. If you were born with this scar or that defect or this thing or that, it's all going to be removed. All the effects of sin will be removed of this world. The ramifications, the scratch that sin leaves in humanity will be gone from us. And we will be as he is. If that sounds good to you, then you need to become a Christian because that's the only way you're going to have it. You can't have it unless you give your heart to Christ. If I were to tell you today, oh, isn't it wonderful? God loves everyone. Kumbaya. It's all going to end well. It's only for a group of people that it ends well. It ends well for those who will receive him. And to all those who receive him, to them gave he power or the right to become sons and daughters of God. John 1:12 says. So I'm so excited about the wonder of him that I hope that this is either my or our last Christmas on earth. Wouldn't that be great? You said, don't talk like that. Don't talk like that. If you knew where we were going, you'd say the same thing. I was talking to a family member yesterday who's maybe not long for this world. And I said, so I have to ask you, what's the worst that can happen to you right now? Because he said, I got this going on, this going on, this going on, this going on, and this is going on. And I'm this old. And I said, so I have a question for you. What's the worst that can happen to you? And it was a great answer. He said, the worst that could happen to me is that I live. Yeah. Is that awesome? Yeah. How'd you like to be in your late 80s and that's your answer? Yeah. Oh no, another day. Yeah. Why? Because to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. Yeah. Father, we praise you. We glorify you, God. And Lord, we pray for those that are here and those that are watching right now, Father, that they would say yes to Jesus, yes to the resurrected Savior, yes to the God of the Bible, yes. Wash away my sins, Lord. Yes, make me a new person. Clear and clean my mind. Erase my past. Transform me. Make me new. Because I believe you died for me too on the cross. And you rose again from the dead for me too. And I want to become your follower today. Whoever you may be, wherever you may be, God's arms are open wide and he's been waiting. Say yes to him. Church, on the count of three, say yes to him. 1, 2, 3.
Yes!
In Jesus' name, amen. Let's stand together. God bless you.
Pastor and Bible teacher Jack Hibbs, here on Real Life Radio, with his special Christmas message called Wonder. Thanks for listening today, and a Merry Christmas from Pastor Jack and all of us here at Real Life Radio. You know, our prayer for you is that your Christmas will be full of contentment and joy that can only come from knowing Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. And we'll continue on the next edition of Real Life Radio.
So as you heard from our broadcast, Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And if you'd like to know what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life personally, we would love to help you out with that. Go to jackhibbs.com/knowgod. That's K-N-O-W, God. And there you'll be guided through what a commitment to Christ can mean in your life and the freedom that you'll find in knowing God. Don't miss out. That's the Know God tab at jackhibbs.com.
Today, more and more Christ followers are living out their faith no matter what. And one way we can help is through our website. At jackhibbs.com/realradio, you'll find access to Pastor Jack's devotions, YouTube channel, podcasts, Facebook, live-streamed events, and so much more. Again, our website is jackhibbs.com/realradio. That's jackhibbs.com/realradio. And don't forget to download the Real Life mobile app for on-the-go access to all that Pastor Jack has to offer.
The Christ child came into the world to save us from our sins, offering his hope and his redemption. I'm Pastor Jack Hibbs, and I want to celebrate this Christmas with you about the greatest gift that there'll ever be, and that's Jesus Christ. As you gather together with loved ones and you embrace the spirit of the season, make sure that you spread the right news, the good news, that it's all about Jesus Christ, and may that truth that fills your heart be shared with others around you and your family. God bless you, and Merry Christmas.
This program is made possible by the generous contributions of you, our listeners. Visit us at jackhibbs.com. That's jackhibbs.com. Until next time, Pastor Jack Hibbs and all of us here at Real Life Radio wish for you solid and steady growth in Christ and in his word. We'll see you next time here on Real Life Radio.